96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Northwood Technical College is opening a new workforce accelerator location in Hayward this summer to expand access to education and workforce training opportunities in the area. According to a press release, the new site will be located at the Trailview Cottages housing development on Trailview Loop, replacing the college's current Hayward Outreach Center, which closes June 1st. College staff will be available Tuesdays and Thursdays to help connect residents with GED programs, workforce training, and student support services. Northwood Tech officials say the Workforce Accelerator model is designed to make educational opportunities more accessible in rural communities by offering local support closer to where people live. Similar Workforce Accelerator sites are already operating in Ladysmith and St. Croix Falls, with another location planned to open in Hurley later this year. A ribbon cutting for the Hayward location is expected later this summer. More information is available at northwoodtech.edu. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is preparing for the return of the Epic Bike Fest in Hayward, June 5th through the 7th. The annual cycling festival features mountain biking and gravel races through the North Woods, including full and half-distance rides, a kids' race, and a Friday evening shakeout ride. Organizers say the weekend also includes food trucks, a festival expo, games, and other family-friendly activities. The event serves as one of the largest fundraisers for the Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association, helping support trail maintenance and development across the region. Since it began, Epic Bike Fest has donated more than $200,000 to Kamba Trail projects. Organizers are also looking for volunteers to help with race operations and festival activities throughout the weekend. More information, registration, and volunteer signups are available at the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders Program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwood's news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to watch for turtles crossing roads as nesting season gets underway across the state. From late May through June, female turtles travel from lakes, rivers, and wetlands to nesting areas, often crossing busy roadways and residential yards along the way. DNR officials say road mortality is one of the leading causes of turtle population decline in Wisconsin, and drivers are encouraged to slow down and stay alert near wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The DNR is also asking the public to report turtle sightings and nesting areas through the Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program to help identify important habitats and crossing hotspots across the state. They say adult turtles face additional risks during nesting season, including predators, vehicle strikes, and illegal collection for the pet trade. Residents are also reminded to leave wild turtles in the wild and avoid disturbing nests whenever possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is encouraging licensed Wisconsin's cherry growers to take part in this year's election for the Wisconsin Cherry Board. The Wisconsin Cherry Board oversees about $60,000 each year in assessment fees collected from cherry growers statewide. Voting is open through June 15th to fill one seat on the five-member board, which helps oversee research, education, and promotion efforts for Wisconsin-grown cherries. The department says no nominations were submitted before the March deadline, so growers are being asked to write in the name of an eligible cherry producer on their ballots. The elected grower will serve a three-year term beginning July 1st. Officials say ballots were mailed earlier this month, but growers who have not received one are encouraged to contact the department's Market Orders Program. More information about the Wisconsin Cherry Board and the election process is available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A large majority of Wisconsin voters say lawmakers should have approved a $1.8 billion tax and spending plan, even though it failed at the Capitol. A new Marquette poll shows 80% supported the package, which included school funding, tax relief, and rebates. Opponents, including some Republicans and all Senate Democrats, warned it could lead to a nearly $3 billion deficit in the next state budget. However, Democrat Missy Hughes, who's running for governor, said that projected deficit is based on no growth. Still, most people surveyed said it was better to pass the plan now rather than wait. The issue could play a role in upcoming elections, though many voters say it's not their top concern. More electric vehicle charging options could soon be coming to Wisconsin as the state opens a new round of funding to expand its network. The Department of Transportation is now taking applications to build chargers along busy state and U.S. highways. Officials say more than 40,000 EVs are already registered in Wisconsin, and demand is growing. About $40 million are still available, with funding covering most of the cost for selected projects. The goal is to make charging easier for drivers while bringing more traffic to local businesses. A Verona beer maker is giving beer lovers a taste of Wisconsin history. Wisconsin Brewing Company spent Saturday brewing a batch of Schlitz, a decision made following Pabst's announcement it would end production of the brand after 177 years of existence. The Verona Brewery said pre-orders were also made available Saturday, and because demand was so high, they may consider finding ways to make a second batch. Schlitz was once America's largest brewer after being founded in 1849 and was bought by Pabst in 1999. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers trying to make it a three-game sweep today when they host the Cardinals. Milwaukee winning again last night, 6-0. Another good showing from lefty Kyle Harrison. Closer, Abner Uribe, flashed an obscene gesture at the Cardinals bench after he claimed one of their players yelled some obscenities. Manager Pat Murphy on what he said to Uribe.
Yeah, it's just unacceptable. I don't know what got over him. I mean, he's been an emotional guy, but that kind of thing, that's just not how we do things, and I was embarrassed by it. And, you know, why are we doing it? It's a 6-0 game. I love the kid. He's been so great for us in so many ways, but that's unacceptable.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs under arrest, facing 5 charges for domestic abuse. Jacobs plays a key role on the offense, scoring 13 touchdowns, rushed for over 900 yards last season. Backup running back Emmanuel Wilson now with the Seattle Seahawks after signing in free agency. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog early, otherwise sunny skies with high temps in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-40s. Another day with pretty much full sunshine on Thursday, a hair cooler with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.